You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, people?
We're back.
This is our third episode.
Yes.
Tune in. Tell a friend. Tell your mama. Tell your daddy.
Right. Everybody.
Well, we're going to start today off with our drink of the week.
Yes.
Shayna, what's our drink of the week?
Our drink of the week is Heat Wave, because we know it's hot, and it's going to stay hot, and it's going to be hot. So, in Heat Wave, we have Riesling wine, lemonade, cranberry juice, and a fresh lemon.
Right. So, you're going to garnish it with the lemon.
Yes.
Now, with the Riesling, you could do about, it really depends on how much you like Riesling.
Right. Uh-huh.
So, that's how much you do. With the lemonade, you really only want to do a little more than a splash.
Yes.
Just to give it a good taste.
Just a
Right. And same thing with the cranberry juice, just a splash.
Just a
So it looked like maybe Kendall, right. He didn't try it.
Mm-mm.
That's not what he had.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He bought his own special mix.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is, you know.
For the brothers.
Yeah, for the brothers. Salute.
Mm-hmm.
Salute.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that, we do have a special guest today.
Yes. It is my wonderful husband, Key Hendy, and he is here with us so he can help us out with our hot topic for later on.
We need a man's point of view.
Yes.
Well, we're going to jump right on into it.
Yes.
All right. So Trump, with the attack on the women, what's going on?
Okay. Trump is terrible. It's not surprising, and everybody, you know, keeps trying to say, oh, he's not racist, and if he's just saying if you don't love the country, you need to go somewhere else. But he has yet to tell Bernie Sanders, who is a king of complaining about what the United States is going on. He ain't tell Bernie to go back to where he came from, but it's only people of color that need to go back to where they came from. Well, yeah. Guess what? We came from here. We was born and raised here. And, you know, and then, you know, he keep emphasizing on House Rep Omar, but she been here longer than his wife. So,
yeah,
let's start with her first.
And that,
let's get the freakazoid.
That is
gone.
What's surprising, because mm-hmm. he do have a wife that was not born here.
He had two wives because of.
Well, I'm just speaking of the current one.
Mm-hmm.
The current one he have. Well, she wasn't born here. And not only that. I think she didn't get like her green card until
Probably till he married her.
Right before he took office.
Maybe we
don't
should.
Quote me on that, but I heard it.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't even
maybe we should
stuff
check
I
her
heard.
Citizenship. But
well, that's here nor there.
Right.
I think people tend to get it mixed up with sides.
Right.
I don't play sides, I just play what's right.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're Democratic or Republican. You do know that Donald Trump is a whole fool.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. Now, you can like all the things that he might do for you,
mm-hmm.
but as a person, you're not going to have him sitting at your dinner table with your family.
Mm-hmm. And what I hate about the Republicans, they keep saying, well, what he said was insulting, but it wasn't racist. So what makes it insulting if it's not racist? It can't be one or the other. It can't be insulting and not racist. It's both or nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think it just kind of boils down to people picking sides when it comes down to anything that the president has to say.
But pick a conscience. Have a conscience.
Yeah. And that's what I can respect.
Right.
I can respect that you are a Republican and you stand by some of his views. But
right.
you shouldn't stand by all of them because he's terrible.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody got to answer to somebody. And you don't want to be that person like. I was watching a news channel, I forget which show it was, and someone was saying that, like, when segregation was coming to an end and, you know, they were busing kids to the all-white schools, and the people who were out there spitting on them and cussing the black kids out, that they look at those pictures that are now part of history, they look at those pictures and they say they regret everything about that moment, and they wish they could take it back. So that's what Republicans realize, that this is going down in history. And when people look
it's
at
not
you,
Republicans, though. It's
they never admitted
no,
that he
I'm,
was racist.
Well, but here's the thing. Trump has to answer to himself.
Right. You just don't want to go down in history.
So I don't
want to
say all Republicans, because all Republicans don't feel like that.
Well, I'm sorry. Four voted against. Well, I'm sorry. Three and then one independent voted that it was racist. The rest of them said, no,
it
is racist. But see, the rest of them said, no, it wasn't.
Well, but here's the thing about that. I don't even pay attention to what the rest of them
said. I'm glad two of those representatives, Republican representatives, were from Michigan.
Yeah.
That said, yes, it was a racist remark.
Because it was.
It was
very
two from
racist.
Michigan.
I mean.
Well, the independent was from Michigan, and then one of the Republicans was from Michigan. Then it was an Indiana and a Texas or Wisconsin rep that agreed with the Democrats. So everybody else, yeah, get it together.
And then he had them out there chanting, go back.
Send her back.
Yeah, send her back. He had the nerves. Now, he is a big liar. Now, out of all things. One thing he's mastered is the lies he tells.
Yes.
So he had the nerves to say that he was telling them to stop.
No.
He never told them to stop.
How you trying? Either you are or you not.
Nobody on tape. They went back through the tape. They're like, nah, but you didn't.
Right. And that's the thing. He always
said. He's delusional.
Right.
Very delusional. Look, you know, little orange face. Hey.
Right. It's just crazy. So,
it is what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Moving right on along.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about this face app. See,
please,
everyone's been wanting to do the little old challenge, the old face challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that old face challenge has issues because now they're thinking that's the Russians has set that app up to spy. So once they get in your phone, they can get your business.
Mm.
So that is what's coming out of, because the app is from Russia.
Oh, Lord.
So, all the people that downloaded it.
Yeah, see, I think I downloaded it. Then I tried to uninstall it.
Yeah, and I just uninstall it.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what's being said. I'm not sure the effect yet or anything like that. But supposedly, the app comes out straight out of Russia. That's what I heard. So what y'all think about that?
Wow.
Did you do the app?
Yeah. Well, you know, my wife, she chose to
And she had you involved?
One of my photos.
Okay. So they already have you on tape.
Exactly.
Yeah, they already have
you. Yeah, it seems. But, you know, and it's sad my wife would do that to me.
You know? Well, she didn't know any better. She was just giving you the old face at the time.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. I mean, why she couldn't just wait till I got old?
I didn't like none of my old faces.
Me either.
First of all, it made me look like I would never look like that.
It had me looking like Evelyn off the Wiz.
I couldn't even show it.
I was like, don't nobody bring me. Hey, my app was like, don't nobody bring me no bad news.
I'm like, there is no way in the world I'm going to look like this.
I look exactly like Evelyn from The Wiz, and I couldn't even.
Yeah, I didn't like none of the pictures. Mm. You know, based on the picture, I didn't do it like straight from my face. Right. I did it based on a couple pictures I had.
Right, me too.
Nope, that was no.
That's why I had to do my husband, because mine wasn't coming out right. So I was like, well, let me see what he going
to
look like.
Yeah, well, you going to put me up to the Russians, though, right?
Yeah, he was looking like,
well, technically,
Morgan
they're
Freeman.
On her phone, so anything, her phone has been infiltrated.
My phone. Yeah,
so that's cool, you're right. They got all the information.
Well,
yeah, and you know, that's another thing about these doggone apps.
Right.
They always want to get control, like your photos,
what you searching,
your settings, all of that, your notifications.
Do we have permission to get your photos? Do we have permission?
No. And a lot of times we'll say yeah because
we want the app.
They do need it. You know, like Facebook is an app.
Exactly.
They need your photos. Yeah. They need your location. You know, they need different things. So,
So
we'll hear more about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to El Chapo. Woo. So he finally got sentenced for life. But here's the big thing that people are not looking at. They never took his money away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why? When he stole all this money. I mean, you know, in drugs, that's stealing.
Yeah,
right?
That's stealing.
Okay.
Right.
So they never took his money away.
Exactly.
At all.
Right. That's questionable.
Well, is it
and
because...
guess Wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what Ted Cruz want to do with the money? What? Ted Cruz. Are you familiar with Ted Cruz?
Ted mm-hmm. Cruz is from the politician from Texas.
Yeah.
Okay.
He wants to build the wall with that money. He said that's what Trump need to be doing, is getting that money to build the wall.
The El Chapo money. Wow. Shoot, I wouldn't be touching El Chapo money. He ain't coming after me.
Well, I'm just,
you know, my thing is I followed the trial, you know, from when he got caught and everything. I still have my.
But they never gave him like 66 years. They said life, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, that's
they never said natural born. They never said life
but he
in
got
prison.
Two consecutive, so
yeah. Right. But what does that mean?
Right. This depends on the state you're in,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean?
Yeah, but what were you saying?
No, I was just saying that, you know, I just don't feel like that the prosecution laid all the evidence out on the table. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's just like this. He was accused of murdering some people,
right.
Okay? And I understand it. I'm not for murderers, but. Where is the guns that he's supposed to use?
You mean in terms of tying him to that actual
exactly.
murder?
Exactly. I mean, that's just from what we heard. I mean, how we know those people that's saying that
is
just trying to rat him out.
Let me tell you. Okay, so those people came from the tapes. The government,
because they had
all the
wiretaps.
Wiretaps,
right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of that came from there.
Right.
And technically, once you admit it, mm-hmm. once you say it, mm-hmm. you did it.
Right.
Right.
So you don't have to prove it.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. you already admitted to
So we're locking this immigrant up, because he is an immigrant.
Yeah.
So we're locking an immigrant up from Mexico in America because he committed murders and he peddled drugs to our country. Now, my thing is, why he can't do his time in Mexico, and why we got to be because he's gonna cost us money to house him for the rest of his life. So that's we already in debt.
Well, he might have fought extradition. Know? He probably didn't want to go.
Yeah,
and plus he had escaped from a Mexican prison, right. So they probably was like, no.
And another thing, he did so much here that he has to spend his time here.
Yeah.
So he may have to go to a separate trial
at the end, right before he died. Mm-hmm. They'd be. Get on over to the Mexico, you know. I mean, by that time,
they
you know, the wall is up and
extradite him to the crimes he got over there.
Okay.
So I think they prosecuted him first in the United States so they could get the conviction because they knew over there, if he pay out, he may get found out guilty and go on a run. That's why they purposely brought him here.
With the bribes.
That's why they brought him here to prosecute him first in the United States.
It's a joke because you already know he's not going to do no real time like that.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. Let's keep it a thousand.
Exactly.
He's going to be in a nice little fan.
Exactly.
Even if that.
Massage.
But watch this. Nobody's going to ever see him again.
Yeah, you never going
to see
hear
that's
about
the
him
thing.
Again.
Well, you know what we have to look at? He still have billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And his wife is
that's the problem.
She's in control of that money. Mm-hmm. So,
but he should not be allowed to keep all of the money. Mm-hmm. And
if it's her funding now,
but
if it's her money now.
No, but it's not all of it.
Right.
So,
but I'm saying, what about the money that she has that's not tied to him?
Well, she can keep hers, I'm sure, but.
But what she was doing to get all that money? I'm pretty sure she wasn't working. So
well,
sure
no, she wasn't.
Was
well,
she no,
wasn't.
She
but
no,
you,
she
had
was.
Businesses
she
and stuff
she
like
was.
That.
She had businesses.
Okay,
yes.
She still do.
Exactly.
And
so, I mean, can you? What you gonna do? Forfeit her business? I mean, she's doing legitimate business. So what you gonna do? Forfeit? She had to forfeit all that.
Well,
so are y'all familiar with Elon Musk? El Chapo's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
He stole, El Chapo is in jail. He done stole the patent from some stuff Elon and did. Girl, I can't. Like, I can't deal with this no more.
Wait a minute.
He done created his own.
You mean El Chapo
I can't think of the product.
This?
It could be like a vacuum cleaner or something. Right. He stole the patent.
Did he?
Created his own thing, and now he's getting his own money off of
the patent that his brother
patent
created.
Because he said that was technically his patent.
Right, because he probably helped the brother with the money. But yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
It is crazy. Like, he's still making money in there. That's
exactly.
My point.
Look, the drug ring is still going. You know that, right? Because remember the other bus not too long ago? Well, now they were trying to bust. It was some of his nephews, little brothers.
Oh, yeah.
See,
yeah.
It's still going on. So even though you got him, he's still going to
sell drugs.
It's still happening. Sinaloa cartel is
still going to happen.
Still very prevalent.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know? And his business is still up and running.
Exactly. So what did you really accomplish?
Well, he made a lot of people satisfied right. in terms of the American people.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. in terms of, like, justice.
Yeah.
But it's whatever.
Exactly.
Moving on to, did you guys hear about the Iowa man that was fired from his job for the right. Tupac, for being in
email.
Love with Tupac?
Yes. mm-hmm.
So, I'm sure y'all read the email.
Right.
Now, the email wasn't bad to me.
It wasn't not at all.
He was saying, enjoy your weekend, but don't forget it's Tupac's birthday.
Exactly.
And one of his favorite lyrics. But what you don't know is he had already sent 350 other emails during the course of, since he'd been working there for the last couple of years. He always kind of quotes Tupac in his emails or sends something.
Because he was very intelligent. He had a lot of very good quotes.
And this is a 60-something year old white guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That just is, he said, hey, look.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite rapper. Right. I'm a super fan, mm-hmm. and it is what it is.
He has Tupac Fridays. He plays Tupac in the office, like every couple of Fridays.
I would love to hear some of them quotes.
I love to hang with him because we both like Tupac.
You know, he probably done studied the lyrics and pulled this one out stuff we probably ain't even know Tupac said. He probably like, now you know he said.
I wonder, do he ever say, I got guns and I belts.
I hope
he's saying everything else.
I hope he's like MLB, money over business.
Let's hope not.
And he at Department of Human Services like, girl, you need them food stamps, money over business.
right. Hey, but it's just so crazy to me.
They putting you on child support, man. Now you know it was money over business. Now you down here looking for help. Yeah, who knows what he probably saying. And they said the big boss said he ain't even give him no reason. He just was like, you know, we're going in a different direction.
Right. Yeah, you just gonna have to go ahead and roll on out of here.
Right.
He was only there for like 2 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He was like, and it's been a pleasure serving you guys for 2 whole years. That time has went by so fast. In the words of Tupac,
it's checkout time.
Right, it's checkout time. We gotta go.
Yes.
Moving along. So, what's up with the Detroit police that bribing chicks? Okay, so he give them a ticket, and then he'll tell them, "You give me your number, I won't give you a ticket." What's up?
Plus, a year before he got busted. Well, he was found not guilty for laundering money, stealing from drug dealers,
Although he was found not guilty, but
we know he
now.
Did it.
Yeah.
So he's a predator.
Yes, he is.
And he only like 32.
Yes.
Well, this is what I don't mind. I don't mind him.
Number?
No. And I don't mind him saying,
by
hey.
Force?
Well, not by force. Hey, you know, hey.
That's kind of quid pro quo. Yeah. You do this and
but
I'll
it was,
do that.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's getting you out of a lot of, you already, look, he ran your stuff, you already jammed up.
Right.
Now listen, cops has not just been, cops been doing this for ever.
They have.
Yes, I mean, I have cop friends.
It's happened to me before.
See?
Yep. So.
Yeah, so well, they've been
they
doing this forever.
Was, after he got the number, he sent a lot of unwanted texts and made a lot of unwanted phone
it's
calls.
It's a different ballgame.
And then so he became the creep.
Right, and that's where she became worried.
Yes.
Oh.
So you got to watch
he
it
became,
now.
Yeah, you're
right. No means no, fellas. No means no.
Yeah.
But you can't, beg for somebody's number.
Yes, no.
Call them to death.
No.
Like, I don't know where they do that at.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's the old creepola move.
And he wasn't even a bad looking dude.
No.
But you know what? That be the problem because other parts of him is just all messed up.
Yeah, he probably got, you know, I ain't gonna say.
I think he was feeling himself. I think the power went to his head. Because as a police officer, especially young,
you
tend to have a lot of power,
or feel that you do,
mm-hmm. and I think being young, you may not know how to handle that
power
if you're not already concrete, you know, like
solid in who you are,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I could see him using his power for evil.
Yeah.
Well, at least he ain't like that other the white cop who was demanding sex.
Right.
Because remember the one, he got found guilty. Now he was demanding sex.
Yeah, that's just out of Nazi. That's out of the.
Yeah.
But then they had a teacher that did the same exact thing to a student. And he was terrible looking.
Oh.
He was begging for sex for grades.
Are you serious?
Yes, it was a teacher.
See?
Yeah.
See, so, that's where you all the way wrong, because now you're dealing with minors.
And Harper Woods.
Oh, yes, I Harper remember High. That. Yeah.
Harper Woods High. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think sure
we need
that.
Stricter laws for these teachers that's doing this. I mean, I really just think
what
they're
do
taking
you mean,
it for a joke.
Laws?
Yeah, because they just, I mean,
they just regular people.
Well, yeah, but, you know, when it comes, I mean, me thinking, idea if my daughter grow up and she's in high school and.
So you're looking at that as being a safe place, right?
Yeah. Because you know what? Even though. Back in the day, I ain't gonna lie, in the 90s, it was older guys coming to pick up, you know, young girls and stuff
like
that.
Yeah,
right. You know,
right.
So, I mean, I
we all have been
and
guilty.
We all had that one teacher that we knew was a little too
exactly.
Fresh.
Yeah. And we all been guilty for dating.
Exactly.
Right. You know, the age that's, we shouldn't be dating.
Right. So I'm just wondering, like, is that just.
As women, I know we guilty.
Yeah.
And as men, I know y'all are way guilty.
Yeah, because I remember, like, by ninth grade, I remember in high school, by ninth grade, when I first had that, you know, that winter. Walk home, I was like, oh, I got to find me a boy with a car.
Wow.
And I probably was like, you know, 14, and I'm looking for the 16-year-old because he got a car.
See what I'm saying?
So yeah. I can see that going bad.
Well, you know what? 14
when you meet
with a
16-year-old,
it's not bad because y'all both in high school.
Okay,
so that's
right.
One grade up. I'm talking about if he you know.
You talking about 23 and 16.
If he, you know, he in a neighborhood or he like the 25-year-old, 26-year-old guy.
I know
the bars,
somebody that did that.
You know, but he always at the high school picking
I'm
up
I'm not
little,
even going to say
you know,
a name.
Yeah, but we knew a lot of girls that were dating like 20-year-olds and they was in high school. Well, in middle school, I knew.
Okay, well, I know personally somebody that was 17, 18, uh-huh. And they were going with somebody that was 25, 26. Mm-hmm. They even took him to the prom and everything.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Ain't no way he would have came to my house.
She even had a baby by him.
He wouldn't have came to my house.
It's too late now.
If my daughter would have, if my daughter talking about
Well, here's the thing. So I, you know, of course, I'm his age group.
Okay.
Right? So I'm like, you got a fly car. How you, what you doing? And it dawned on me as I had a conversation with her. I'm like, well, wait a minute. How old are you?
Right.
And I said, oh. I just didn't press the issue because it was already too late.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And that, she was grown.
That's sad.
Right.
It was too late.
You know
she
what?
Was grown by the time I asked.
Right.
I feel like that, you know, when guys do that, you're taking advantage because you know the brain is not, it's mature.
Right.
You know, it's already a fact that when you're a kid, your brain is not as mature. It's not developed, fully developed.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but at 18, I think you're good.
You really fully developed at 18?
No. Yeah. A woman is.
Really?
I think a woman is pretty much.
Mm. But it's the
now,
maturity
here's the
there.
Maturity. Every woman is not mature at 18.
Exactly.
That's so that's the key. Mm-hmm. This chick was, though.
Oh,
she was mature enough.
Okay.
I mean, she could handle him.
Mm. Well, in other news.
So we talking about the one-year-old shaking baby syndrome?
I never heard of that.
Okay, yeah. So it was the one-year-old.
Then
it's the same scenario. The boyfriend. I can't even
knocked
stand
the baby
the
on the floor on the head 2 times, shook him.
One.
And then the baby now is in ICU.
I mean, for what? What?
Exactly. With a one-year-old, it's never for nothing.
What could a one-year-old be doing?
Besides
that you gotta,
crying or crawling around, trying to crawl around. I mean,
it's
like
just doing
this
normal thing that it's supposed to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's always the same case.
The boyfriend.
Hurting somebody
else's kids. If
y'all
don't get y'all boyfriends away from y'all kids,
please.
If they ain't right, come on now.
Please.
Y'all know he not right because if he whooping on the baby ass, he whooping on your ass too. So it goes hand in hand. Every time they be like, oh, well, yeah, we had some domestic violence. Girl.
Now
it's
the problem
penis
I had,
that important.
But the problem I had is that the mother needs to be charged.
Yes.
And she's pregnant with his baby right now.
See.
But I think she still needs to be charged.
Right.
Because you brought that into that baby's life.
Yes.
Because
you are responsible.
Right.
Not the boyfriend.
That's right.
The boyfriend is responsible for the crime he committed, but you are responsible for that child.
Well, letting it go on and on
welfare.
And on.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So no.
Right.
Just leaving these
start charging
with
these
anybody.
Women. Start charging them. Start making them go to jail just like that man go to jail.
That's right.
Because they held responsible to me.
Yes.
And stop being so desperate for a man.
Please.
Man. Please. Are you that desperate? I mean, because if it was me, if that was my baby and he did that, let me tell you something.
So you saying if you and him was in a relationship and he did that to you?
No, that's not what he's saying.
That's not what I'm saying, Jack.
Don't try to blame my husband.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I'm just playing.
She just said. Now she's saying your man want man buns. That's what she's trying to say.
Ain't nothing wrong with that if that's what it is. But no, if that, like, go ahead. I was just saying that,
you know, like, if that was my kid.
Okay, so you had a girlfriend.
Right. Yeah.
You got your baby over there.
Right.
And your girlfriend come over there and slam your baby down to the ground.
Oh, she's done. The police, either the coroner be coming to get her, or either the police would be arresting, you know, I'd be getting arrested.
You know, whoever that child's father is what he was saying.
Yeah.
Like, I get a call saying, oh, you know your baby mama, boyfriend. Oh, but the child father
is not even in the picture.
But sometimes
even though he's not, with this one, it don't seem to be. Well, even if a child's father's not around, women still have to be very particular. I'd like to ask all women, this is whoever watches this podcast in America. I'd like to ask all women, how often when you go out to your bars and wherever you go,
right?
How often do you actually do a thorough research, Otis check, on a thorough background check on a guy number that you just got through talking to? You don't care because he's buying you a drink, he's right. doing this, he's doing that. Do a thorough background check.
He got a fresh
check.
Car.
But not based on that, though. Okay, so I can see if you start dating them.
Right.
But here's the problem, though. Bringing them around your kid is a whole nother issue.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm sure he's probably had some type of criminal background on him.
I'm sure, but that don't necessarily make him bad.
But what I'm saying is I don't want nobody. Listen, that's like my wife. Like, say, for instance.
Well, Shayna been in jail lots of times, so I don't know how you missed that.
Please, whatever.
Oh, has she?
My record looks right before you married
Well,
her.
Really? Oh, well, I need what I
my
need
My record
do,
on lock.
Well, I didn't do my research.
My record has been
See,
sealed.
He ain't even do his research.
Exactly.
She been in jail.
I thought I knew her for all these years.
My record has been sealed.
No, but nah, I do understand that. Right. It's just I can't bring you around my kid until I get a chance to know you a certain way.
Exactly.
Not only just that, it's the whole fact of you touching my kid. Why are you touching my kid?
Mm-hmm. Period. But that's because she, you know, she... Like, this is another thing. They're getting these guys who not working, not doing nothing, so they're using them as the babysitter.
Exactly. Yeah, but...
So they like, oh, I'm going to go to work and you watch the baby. And he fucking the baby up all that time. Or molesting the baby or touching the baby.
Like the little kid in the hotel.
Yeah, or doing that kind of crazy stuff. It's sickening.
Yeah.
Ladies, we got to be more careful. We have to be more careful.
Right, we do.
All right, well.
Well, not we, but y'all do.
Right.
Well, men do, too.
It happened to
because
men, too
sometimes. You know, the men that have their kids, you know, the
full-time
wife or
right.
the mom or whoever has gone on, and they are actually the actual primary carrier of the kids.
Right. Right.
They need to worry, too, because they got women that come and go, and all these women ain't right either.
Yeah, had your kids, had your wife.
Right.
Everything.
Had everything.
Okay, so getting along to...
the parents, the hashtag. So they did a report about parents that are on social media hashtagging like bath time,
bikini
potty
baby.
Time, you know, putting their kid. Okay, so they put the picture of their kid up in the bathtub.
Okay.
And they'll put bath time.
Yeah.
Hashtag bath time. Sexual predators.
That's how they find who.
Pornographic. They use it for pornographic material.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you put hashtag beach time, little baby in the bikini.
So let me see.
I don't think sexual predators should have access to the internet.
Well, that's the thing. We don't know they're a sexual predator yet.
Right.
Oh, these are the ones that haven't been caught yet.
Yeah. Right. And some of the ones that have been caught. They can get on the internet.
Anywhere.
They just can't get on certain sites.
Right.
But just... You know, a
if
regular
they at
site.
The library or a Wi-Fi cafe.
You can't.
We should be able to track them. We need to be able to track them.
You can't track them if they somewhere else.
Unless you get the chip.
Yeah, we need to start putting chip in those kind of guys.
Uh-oh.
But just as a FYI, the predator attacking hashtags, it's a list of them that you should not do for your babies. First of all, don't even put if your baby in the tub, on the toilet, don't even. I know it's cute. I know it's cute, but don't even post it.
Don't even post your old bath time pictures.
Don't even post it. They got toddler bikini, potty train, naked child.
Clean babies.
Yeah. Kids swimwear. Dang, that's attractive, huh?
Right.
Sink bath.
Wow.
What else? Toddler bath time. Bath fun time. Just a whole bunch of Googler.
Potty training. It's crazy. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's a list.
Potty train, diaper free, sexy kids, sexy children.
Sexy kids.
I don't know who. Nappy free.
What?
What? Nappy free. Oh.
Sick.
I don't think.
Peeing kid, nap what? Time. Yeah. This
potty life. A lot of people put potty life when they potty training. So don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that, because then you got some perv on, you know, in the dark getting off. So
love being nude.
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, you have the kids that always take their little diapers off and stuff like that. FYI, don't do it.
Don't
give a predator a reason to fantasize about your baby.
Okay.
Moving on along.
Right.
Let's get into some celebrity news. Let's, you know.
Right. Let's get going. So, Diane Keaton's dating life. Let's just get with that.
She don't have one.
Yeah. She said she literally has not had a date or dated anyone in 35 years.
Mm-hmm. She's right when she started putting those turtlenecks on. I think that was right about that time. Because if you go back and look, she started wearing them turtlenecks about 30 years ago.
Mm. I wonder, does she got the little gooseneck? Like,
so it's the difference between dating and having sex. She never said she wasn't having sex. She said dating. You don't have to date to have sex.
She said it's no, mwah, mwah, mwah. She said it was no, none of that.
That mean they hitting it from the back, or she might be just, I mean, like what?
Back. Oh, no. Diane
That
Keaton.
Means that there is no romance. So that's all
getting,
that means.
So she getting hit from the back is what you're talking
about. I'm just saying, like, she never said no sex. If you read what she said.
Right.
She never said no sex.
Right.
She said, haven't had a date in 35 years.
Or she said a romantic.
And it's some of y'all that has never had a real date.
True.
You know, y'all dude just come over and
hit it. He brings some White Castles and hit
or
it.
Whatever. Or just come over and Netflix and chill. You know, and you never really have a date. Right. You know what I'm saying?
He never took you nowhere and never been nowhere with you.
Because everybody's definition of a date is different.
True.
That's for one.
True.
So my definition of a date is way different than Diane Keaton's definition of a date. Right. She may think a date means taking her to Paris and I don't know, you know, but clearly she ain't had one on whatever her definition of a date is.
Wow.
And maybe she just been doing drive-bys, you know, booty calls.
Yeah. Wow.
It's not a date. It's just a booty call.
That's true. That's true.
Because she was in that one movie with Jack Nicholson.
I love that movie.
What was the name of that movie?
Yeah, that was a good movie. I watched that with you.
I love that movie, too. She had the daughter.
Yes.
And then the daughter was dating him first, and then she started dating him. Yeah. And that's what that remind me of when she said that, because that's the place she was in at that time in that movie.
Yes. Wow.
She was like a woman that hadn't been you know, she was
dates.
Divorced.
She had been married, then she got divorced.
But it's a lot of women out here that's married and ain't been on dates in forever, and shit, they live in a whole single life with their husband right next to him and being. Yeah.
Terrible.
So, true story.
Yeah.
Okay, so the charges against Kevin Spacey was dropped. Right. Now, it was some young man came up, said Kevin Spacey was groping him or whatever. Right. Some groping charges. Well, they've been dropped. The bad thing about it is that I don't know why they were dropped completely. They ain't have enough evidence, they said.
Well, no, because the guy who accused him, I guess he was saying that Kevin Spacey was texting him some inappropriate things afterwards. And they asked him for the phone so they could subpoena everything.
That's what it was.
Never came up with the phone. So when they asked him about it in court,
he went along with some of that stuff.
Right. He pleaded the fifth. And when he pleaded the fifth, the judge said, well, then there's nothing that I can do if you're not going to tell us where the phone is, what the messages was. So it's not enough evidence anymore. So case dismissed.
Hey.
So he got
I'm still not a fan no more.
Yeah, but see, that's the bad thing.
Right.
And that's my point.
Been fully tarnished.
I was about to make. So when you make these accusations and you don't follow through with them, it still leave that person tarnished in mm-hmm. a different light.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I look at him different.
Right.
I know I'm supposed to, but I can't help it.
Yeah, but some, that's the point I'm making.
Yeah, right.
You have people that's going to still look at him different. You have people that won't hire him for movies.
Something has to give. That was the name of that movie with Diane Keaton.
Yeah, that was
Something has to give. Yeah, yeah, but sorry, back to the subject.
But is that right, Jackie? Do you think it's wrong for me to look at? I was a big fan of him. I mean, follow him on Twitter.
No, I don't think it's wrong.
I think that's when anybody, that's a normal, like twins.
That's
like,
a normal reaction for some people.
But it's not right, though.
Right.
It's not right if that person was innocent and didn't do anything.
So is the judge saying he innocent?
Well, the thing about it is that it was consensual. They don't know. They were saying it was consensual.
Right, because meaning if you plead in the fifth, if I say, well, okay, you said Kevin Spacey text you inappropriate things. Okay, so what did he say? You tell me what he said. Then I say, well, what did you say? Oh, I plead the fifth. Mm-hmm. Well, evidently, you must have been saying some freaky shit, too.
So he's in other words, Kevin Spacey, he's gay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and he seems to like, you know, younger guys.
Oh, he like you young know, guys. He prefer to date young you. Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I won't, I guys.
Young guys.
I don't know if it's boys, but it may.
Boys. Right. Whoa, R. Kelly, whoa. And that is somebody that I did not even put on my list. It was R. Kelly. We already know he's in jail. We already know he should be without a bail.
Jail to jail.
It is what it is.
Fail to fail.
I have no words for the man.
He's stepping
at this point.
In the name of jail.
It's just a shame.
That music still sound good.
Oh, no. It has nothing to do with his music, though. His music is still
good.
You know, the music is the music.
Exactly. Right.
I mean, I don't have to listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, if it make me feel a certain way.
Right.
But that could just be me.
So
you
need a new song.
I'm not going to, you said what?
He going
to
be like, stepping in the county jail.
I don't want him to have to sing
and
that.
And I know there is a prisoner. Look, and I know there is a prisoner getting out tonight.
Man.
Oh, I done made a remix. I invented the remix. Don't nobody steal it. Y'all heard it first on Drama and Drinks.
Really? I can't.
Okay,
Diddy bringing back making a band.
Who cares? Next subject.
No, I like this idea. You know, I used to love making a band when
it was okay.
I didn't like it.
It was all right.
You know, I like making
you know,
a band.
You trying to sending somebody across a bridge to go get some cheesecake and do all this crazy
but
stuff.
But that was the point they wanted to show. See. Yeah, but
you
got to
have
dedicated
success.
They were.
Yes.
It's other ways.
Right?
It is.
It's other ways.
But
man,
at that time, that was the way.
But to me, that was slavery, though.
But he went through the same thing when he got on.
Well, the first band
but why
he
do
made,
you have to put that person through that?
To let
it's
them
like
know.
Initiation.
Yeah.
Like when you try to join other things, groups and fraternities, like initiation. But what I'm saying is, shit, the first band ain't made it. So
exactly.
Why
what's
we gotta
the point
make a
of
second
well,
band?
Well, his bands was, you know.
They did nothing. One
Danny Kane is still out.
No, we talking about the actual band on making
who
the band.
Who actually made
well,
it out
was
of
one
that,
of
though.
Them. Danny Kane and then the boys.
Yeah, but we talking about the first.
Are they
the
relevant
band.
The
to
first
this thing?
Making a band was D-Line.
Right, all of them. All of them. They ain't making nowhere. So
yeah, where are they
then
now?
He came out with Danny Kane and then the group, the other boy group.
Six of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Where are all
them.
These people at now?
Nowhere.
Well, they didn't.
If they get on Instagram, will they have the blue star, the blue check?
Maybe one or two of them. Not
yeah,
the
but then
group.
they didn't complete their contract either. So, right.
So that's what I'm saying. He
I
don't
wonder
need to
why
make another band till he get them other bands together.
I mean, my thing is what I'm saying is Jack because I heard Puffy is not a pleasant person to work with or for. That's just what I heard.
He seemed kind of
I
diva-ish.
Mean, you know what I'm saying?
He's a diva.
Because the reason why I say that because I you think, said they ain't finished their contract, and I wonder. Yeah,
well, I
wonder
think.
Why.
Okay, so what I've known, you know, he's pretty. He's a workaholic himself,
right?
Mm-hmm. So sometimes when you're a workaholic, you expect people to work like you work for it,
right?
You expect people to. If they want it bad enough, they gonna grind all night. Don't sleep. Don't
right.
eat. Don't. And I know people. I honestly know people like that.
Right.
They grind.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. no other.
All night life.
They ain't taking no breaks. Exactly. They ain't doing none of that because that's their success. You know exactly. what I'm saying? So I say that to say
okay.
it can only make you stronger. He giving you a certain work ethic mm-hmm. as a young person.
Okay.
And whether you get anything else from it, because just because we don't know those people might be successful in their own right of doing something else that they like with yeah. that grind.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
You saying he gave them some tools that they
right.
can use.
That's right. That's what it's for. Yeah. You getting tools.
I agree.
Now, you may not be successful in terms of everybody knowing your name.
Right.
But
right.
you may be successful in your own right of having those tools to do something, to push another agenda you may have.
I agree.
You know, because we all know everyone could sing ain't a star.
Right.
So it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But I like his work ethic. Okay. I like the fact that he can show you some things and make you, you know, teach you some things that you're not going to get from American Idol. You know, what's the Voice.
Right.
Because those competition shows are a little different.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They set up a little different. This one, he's bringing you into a matching, letting you live a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you... It's a competition.
Right.
It's like, competition. Come on, show me who you are. You want to be here? Show me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I ain't going to lie.
I mean,
I looked at one of these little shows. It's on BET. I can't think of the name. It's brand new. It has Damon Dash.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking
the
about.
The next big thing.
Yeah, the next big thing.
Uh-huh. Okay. The problem with that show is that I watch some of the individuals.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want it. Like, right. I'm looking like, why are you wasting these people's time?
Right.
Why mm-hmm. are you on here?
Oh, you're talking about some of the contestants?
Yes. Oh. And like Damon Dash said, like, you in here wasting our time. You don't want this.
Right.
You couldn't want it.
So, okay. So, I guess we'll see what
yeah, we'll see.
On.
Well, he is doing a search all over the world this time.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Russia, whoever.
So, right. What is he looking for?
He's looking for talented people to submit their video.
Okay.
Into MT, whatever, making right. that band.
Mm-hmm. Far as MTB, doing what? Rapping? Or?
Doing whatever.
Rapping, singing, whatever your genre is.
Because he going to make a band. He needs somebody mm-hmm. that's going to play something. He needs somebody that's going to sing something. He needs somebody that's going to rap something.
Right.
He mm. needs somebody that's going to do something.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we'll see. We'll see. Stay tuned. So
in the meantime, ASAP Rocky is still in jail.
Well, free ASAP Rocky.
Free ASAP.
It's unfortunate. It's been 3 weeks now. They still haven't charged him. He gets 1 hour out of the whole day to eat, maybe make a phone call. He's in 23-hour lockdown.
Why is that?
Well,
because of that fight.
He didn't have a fight. On the video, where did he
yeah,
fight at?
But you know what it is? It was the whole point right. of
they just, you know, hold him. It's scuffle. A lot of racial tension over there.
And
so.
In Sweden?
That's yeah. the way that's the mm-hmm. way they law is.
Are right. you serious? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah,
so the wow. one lady, the ambassador from Sweden, was saying, she wow. was like, well, people have been saying that the accommodations that he are in
right.
are very gruesome. They wasn't right. good, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She said that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Other people was like, no, that's not. That's the
right.
truth.
Mm-hmm.
She said that is Sweden's process. It's a long process to charge a person.
Right.
They asked, was the guy that started the fight with him, was he
locked up?
Locked up? No, he's not locked up, but they may charge him or something.
Right, but everybody need to be locked up. Everybody that was in that video
first
need to
of
be
all,
up.
First of all, those guys picked that fight.
Yeah,
so they
who
did.
Who so is the lawyer ambassador over this?
But now
stuff?
It's coming out that Sweden has like these hip-hop cops.
Yeah.
So these are cops that target hip-hop artists and, you know, try to...
Just like in, you know, states
in
here.
New York.
Right, mm-hmm. And they try to get the stars.
Cali.
You know,
what, they
up.
Try to get you jammed up?
Yep. Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
But yep. what gets you jammed up? From what you say?
I mean, what gets you jammed up is you getting provoked a lot. And,
right.
And,
right. But the video showed that he didn't put his hands
right,
on
but
anyone.
See, they yeah, got to go all through court and trial.
Yeah,
so,
they have to, he got to go
you
through
know,
the process.
They got to keep, they're steady investigating. So while they're investigating,
Al Sharpton went
up.
There today or yesterday.
Okay.
Kim is trying to get with Donald Trump
right.
to help out. Yeah. He needs to get out. I mean, yeah, that's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Yeah. 3 weeks, you haven't been charged. You still in a jail.
Yeah.
You know, with filthy conditions. I mean, come on.
Sweet need to get their laws together.
Okay.
Well, we're going to move on. You know what? Let's get to the topic.
Yes.
What's the topic?
So the topic today was, what is considered cheating? You a guy, so we want to hear from a male perspective.
Right? I don't know, because black men don't cheat.
Okay, so if black man was cheating.
Exactly.
What? Okay, so
if black man was cheating 10 minutes ago, what was they doing?
Right.
Oh, no.
I like the way you spun it, though. Right. I like the spin on it.
You was quick on your toes with it.
I like the spin on it.
Quick on your toes.
Well, I'm just going to say, okay, the topic is cheating.
What
is cheating?
What's to you?
Okay, to you. Cheating is different to everybody.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Well, cheating means this. Excuse me. Cheating is when you are engaging in some activities you shouldn't be engaging in, far as explicit conversation, contact, body-to-body contact. If you go full-fledged, that's cheating. You already know you're done when you do that.
Right.
Cheating also is, well, flirting, I don't think is cheating.
Okay. Whoa. Right. See? See, people flirting, would beg to differ on flirting. Right.
See, yeah, I know it's a
I think flirting is a part of cheating.
I don't think.
Because you're engaging.
My wife, she don't even realize it, but she flirts.
No, I don't.
Well, she don't realize it. I'm trying to tell her. That's what I'm trying to tell her. She flirts. She, listen, it's innocent. And I know, even though she probably like, well, babe, it's innocent flirting. You see what I'm saying?
Really?
So give me an example. Give me an example.
If Basil, look, Jackie, not to bring, you know, you're made up. But if Basil was out, and me and Basil and Teresa's, and we standing there, and you and Shane, many of you guys, you and Shane know. Some of those guys, y'all know, yeah, they friends, they maybe like brothers, but some of them guys, they like y'all. And they go be like, oh, what's up, girl? Yeah, I see your husband, this and that. But some of, and you like, yeah, you know, yeah, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? That's still like flirting.
That's not flirting.
That is.
That's saying, hey.
I know, but still, it's a flirt because, you know, he going to give you a hug, and then, you know, y'all go back and forth. You don't know what's being said because we over here. You see what I'm saying? But
so that's still flirting. So it looks flirtatious.
Well, it's still flirting. Because let me tell you something. Most women, I'm defending my case right now. I'm saying, right. Most women, they don't allow men to hug them. I'm serious. I know some women. See, my
Wait
wife
a minute,
is friendly.
What?
Yes. Listen.
I hug everybody.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. And let me tell you this. See? See? That's flirty. That's flirty. That's flirty. She flirty.
Okay,
see, she
so.
Flirtatious. Yeah, I'm just saying.
But some that's not women, flirting.
Some women,
hugging is not flirting.
Some women, let me tell you, some women do not hug other men, all right, whether they married or got a man. They don't. They just don't. You know why? Because I encounter them. Hey, how you doing? And I be about to try to enable them. They always reaching out. Hey, how you doing?
Do they go to the mosque?
No, really?
they wear like the
right.
No, these women that look like you. These are American
First of
women.
All, that's ridiculous.
Right.
Here's the thing. So,
what's your
one thing, what he just said, me hugging somebody is not flirting and cheating.
Flirting and cheating.
That is definitely not flirting. Because I hug people that I've seen in different, you know, eras of my life.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with me wanting something from them or them wanting something from me always.
Right. Always. Not sometimes.
Maybe he wants something from you and you don't want nothing from him.
Could be true, but that don't hold true always. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I agree.
And that has nothing to do with me. I control me. Right. So he can want whatever. Okay. But as long as he's not making jabs on me, right, then you know I'm good with that.
Right.
But what cheating is to me is any type of contact that is, if you gotta had it from me, you cheating. Mm-hmm. Let me just say that.
Right. That's right.
How I feel.
That's right.
Anything that you have to delete that your spouse can't see, anything right. that you have to hide.
If you can't do it in front of me, well, doggone it, you doing the wrong
exactly
stuff.
Okay, but sometimes, well, now listen. Sometimes, whether you boyfriend or spouse or whatever, a man still deserves some type of privacy to what he want to look at on his phone. Because I'm not saying that it's inappropriate.
Wait a minute, what?
No, I'm just saying. I mean.
So you mean like phone or on lock or.
No,
like,
not on lock. I'm talking about. I might be on something on a site that you like, you might say, well, you watch too much porn. And then if you watching porn and she already told you that, so you like, let me log off this so you gonna see her watching porn. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying that hiding it from you. It's right. Like, you doing exactly what I said, you watch too much porn.
Right.
So if she about to come in, if she land
so
the
you
bed,
hurry up and log out
yeah,
real
let
fast.
Let me
but
pull
see,
up,
when I come in, I'm Sears. Like, what he log off so fast for?
Yeah.
So he evidently talked to a bitch.
What? No, it's not. But see, that's not the case. But you know what the thing is? Y'all, I'm surprised y'all asked the question. I hope y'all invite me back, first of all, because I appreciate the invite, to ask me, why do men cheat?
Well, so we can get into that, like right now. Right.
So why do
quick men? Why you think men cheat?
Y'all want to discuss this topic right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, go
you
ahead.
You have time?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you
quickly.
Why. Let me tell you why men cheat. First of all, a man fills up very fast when it comes to
like
sack.
His sack?
Yeah, his sack fills up very fast.
Really?
Okay, and men are not kind of like different from women. Y'all can go a year or two without sex. Some of us men,
I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
some
of us men can at least have sex
to.
Once a day,
right?
Okay, some men like to be pleased orally,
but is it always just a sex thing? Like, do men only cheat because of sex? Like, they're not getting enough sex?
But that can be one of them. I just threw that out there.
Okay.
Number two, why men cheat? Sometimes he wants to see if he still got it, which being stupid, but he do that. Number three is that some men just like to
have
eat their cake
women
and eat their cake and what they say. Say it.
Had a cake and eat it too.
Yeah, had a cake and eat it too. Some dudes we just like to do that. Uh-huh. It ain't no reason behind it. It's
right.
we got our main
just
squeeze,
filthy.
But
right.
We still want to have our hoes. Excuse my language.
Right.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah. Go
so
ahead.
You know.
So he's just around like, where's the bitches?
Exactly. And you know, because he got his main lady, so he like, where the hoes at? I just want to pop her and that's it.
Wow.
You know, okay. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but again, and I'm gonna leave this at the end of the day. Again, black men don't cheat. That's all I have to say.
Real black men don't cheat. Can we
no,
put
we
real
like
in front
to,
of
no,
it?
We would
black
like
men don't
to
cheat.
Hope that black
exactly.
men
exactly.
I'm gonna
say
cheat.
Real men don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat.
I think real men that value their relationship
exactly.
Don't cheat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, cheating is only gonna do so much for you.
That's
right.
It. Yeah.
And then what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like me and my husband has always had this conversation, like when we got married.
Yeah.
That and we have, you know, been totally honest with each other. If it comes a point where I feel like I need to go cheat, like somebody is attracting me and my interest and I want to know what's up and see what's up with that, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be like, baby, unfortunately, this not working for me no more. And I got to be out because I'd rather leave than get caught or be cheating and have that sitting on my soul. Like, I'm sneaking around. It's,
sneaking
you know,
around,
he don't know. Or I just get busted because people get busted. People get killed.
Yeah.
People go crazy sometimes. Yeah. You never know where a person mental at when they find you in the bed screwing another guy.
Exactly.
So I'd rather just be honest and say,
well,
I'm
tell you
out.
One thing. You ain't go screw. I find you in the bed screwing another guy. I'm not going to prison over it. I could tell you. And
well,
I tell any man, let me tell you something. Your life is worth more than a human being that's going to eventually die one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I'm not trying to demean.
But we seeing it a lot in the news.
But
where
I think
when boyfriends are coming back going
Yeah, but I think when you can just really realize that people are going to disappoint you in one way or another.
You
need to learn how to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to learn how to deal with it. You need to learn how to keep it moving.
I love you for that, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Keep
That's
it moving.
That's what it is.
You're going to be hurt for
You're
a while.
You're going to be disappointed.
Exactly. But
come on.
Life goes on. I've been hurt.
And it don't have to be necessarily cheating, but just it's
anything.
People disappoint you.
Broken promises, baby. You
it
know
could be
what?
Whatever.
I'm going
to
take you out to dinner.
Especially with a mate that you
never
with.
Get to that dinner.
Exactly. If you with anybody married for years.
Or it might just gas you up.
Those are the trials and tribulations of marriage.
You up.
Now, I'm not saying cheating is a trial and tribulation of marriage, but disappointment is.
But once again, this is what I say with married couples. And, you know, people say, oh, once a cheater, always a cheater. Sometimes, you know, unfortunately, your marriage is tested on certain things and certain levels.
Good
now, point. What I was saying is, you married and you took those vows for better or for worse. Yeah. What happened if cheating was the worst thing that could happen in your marriage?
Yeah.
Do you just walk away? Or are you going to wait for the better? Sometimes it do get better. Sometimes, you know, the cheating.
Y'all seen people turn their relationships around.
Look at this. Bill Clinton, Bill Cosby.
Wait, where are we going with
Will
this?
Will Smith.
No, Jada said they've never had an infidelity issue.
Okay. Let me read. What's the other person?
Well, you've had a lot of marriages that have had infidelities and they come back.
Whatever their financial status is, I just named them because no matter what your finances are, it's just showing you. Because people think that just because when you get money or everything just... No, it's people good. With money or without money, middle, whatever, a bum...
Can be
from a bum to the president or whatever you want, it can cheat. Just because you got a guy that's just getting money don't mean he's not going to cheat.
Right. That's true. I understand not getting money.
Right. You know.
So, yeah.
I mean, I don't know why you went with those examples, but...
them the bad ones.
I know there was the bad ones.
Because Bill Cosby. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying, look, wait a minute. For a long time.
See, that was beyond cheating. That was drugging and a crime.
Yeah.
And in jail.
Right.
Well, that's true. But he was still a stand-up guy. We can base his off. We can criticize him about that, but he still... was a stand-up guy off screen, even though he did those things he was doing. He still was very respectful. He still was intelligent.
Yeah. Don't take away from what he brought to the community.
Right. Exactly.
What he did for the black community.
Yeah, he cheated on
community. Don't take that away.
Bill cheated on
Hillary.
Hillary. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about George W. Bush, his wife, or not. I'm not sure if she cheated or not. If Bush cheated or not. I don't know if he had any type of affairs. I was hearing that, but not sure if it was true. But I'm saying a lot of people in a lot of important positions, no matter what financial...
So, what you're saying, from the top to the bottom or the bottom to the top, anybody can cheat or get cheated on.
That's what I'm saying.
And like I said, you ain't never too pretty. You ain't never too rich.
That's what I'm saying. Just because you got a fine woman at home, you got a fine man on me, he ain't go cheat.
Yeah, and like I said, that could be the worst part of your marriage. So if you really think that it's life after cheating and you want to work it out, work it out. Don't be ashamed to work it out. Don't be ashamed to reach out to marriage counselors, to your pastor for prayer.
Right.
Whatever helps you guys get over that hump. And don't let nobody tell you, oh, girl, I was just in my marriage. I'd be done if my man cheated on me. Let me tell you something. That person don't love your spouse or your mate the way you love them. So they can't tell you to leave anybody. Don't let nobody sit and tell you, oh, if it was me, I would leave. Guess what, baby? You don't love him the way I love him, or you don't love her the way I love her. I'm willing to go through hell and back for mine. So, you know, hopefully ain't no cheating.
Well, you know, ain't no shit, you know.
Hopefully it don't come to that.
Well, let me tell you something. You know, it's like this. I already told my wife. She catch me cheating, I'm on the next thing, plane flying, whatever this plane flying.
Yeah, because I got...
Wait a minute, you going where?
I'm getting up out of here. I'm flying up out of here. Because I don't know where I don't know what she might be capable
shooting
of doing.
Straight from the hip. Pew, you know what I'm saying?
So I'm flying up out of here. I don't know what state. I always tell her Belize, but I got another country in mind. So she don't know. I tell her Belize so she can look first.
Lord
search there
have
first.
Mercy. Hey, so you saying she going to track you down.
Exactly.
So, our fellow listeners, we going to ask y'all, put in our comments what y'all think cheating is, what's the definition of cheating. Also, if we talking about summer, y'all want us to discuss something else, put it in our comments. Chime on in. Put up under our post on Facebook. You know, Drama and Drinks is on Facebook. We on Instagram. We on YouTube. So holla at us. Let us know if it's a topic you want us to discuss. And we just may do it if it's a good one.
So, Kenday, how can they reach you? You are on Facebook, right? Only?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook and I'm also on Instagram. If you want to follow me, at serialentrepreneur_7.
Okay. And that's on Instagram?
Oh, yeah, that's Instagram.
Yeah, that's Instagram, serialentrepreneur_7.
And then your
7.
Name on Facebook.
Facebook is Kehende, KEHENDE. Last name Blue, BLUE.
That's Mr. Blue for y'all.
Yes, thank you, baby, for coming.
It's been a pleasure for you guys tuning in. Next week, we are going to talk about the school system.
Yes.
And I suppose I have a teacher that's going to join us.
We got to get it together.
Special guest
for the children.
I just need him to confirm. So if you're looking at it, please confirm.
Because I believe the children are our future.
So what are you guys? Are you guys going to Ohio this weekend?
Yes, we are headed to my husband's uncle's house in Ohio. So we will be in the heat, frying fish and everything else.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just be remaining cool.
You invited.
All right. Stay cool. Well, yes, everybody. Well, yes, everybody stay cool.
That's cool,
this is drama and dream.
Cousin,
of course.
So
for
about?
Sure. Yes, for
always.
Sure.
Always. Come on up to Youngstown.
Yeah, I don't know why my cousin don't come. You know, my other side, I like my in-laws to kind of like engage.
Yeah. We'll get it together one day. We'll get together. So.
Yeah, you know, that's how it is, though, sometimes.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes
you
got to, you know. Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. So this is Drama and Drinks?
Yes.
With?
Definitely.
Who I'm with?
I don't know. I'm Jay. I don't know who you is.
Oh, I'm Shay, baby. Everybody knows Shay, baby. So this is Drama and Drinks with Jay and Shay. And we are out.